This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Alongside Brandon Scott, Sean Bajani, Sports Radio 610 in the loop. And for Landry Locker, John Lopez, 713-572-4610. If you want to be a part of the show, hit us up on Twitch and YouTube as well. We've got the chats open there.
Check your bars, though, on your phone, though. Make sure you got some reception, you know.
Yeah.
For audio quality, production quality, make sure you got that reception going, man.
It'll be there. It's good. It's good. We make it better, too. Xavien Howard, like day one, immediate linkage to the Houston Texans. And I say this kind of tongue-in-cheek, but then again, I don't, because when it happens, it happens. Laramie Tunsil was, you know, having some fun on Twitter when this free agency conversation started to really heat up over the course of the last week and a half. And I'm trying to remember what he did. I think he did like the Derek Stingley plus Xavien Howard. And then like the emoji, if I'm remembering right, it was the one with like the smoke coming out of the nose.
Yeah. I think
that was
it.
His response on Twitter. Anytime Laramie Tunsil seems to endorse something, it generally happens, with the Houston Texans. Said CJ Stroud, QB1, literally like the next day after he was drafted, like that's my QB, with the number one emoji, I think it was on IG. I love that stuff. And
By the way, didn't know Davis Mills' name his rookie year. That did happen.
Did anybody know who Davis Mills was his rookie year, if we're being honest?
I'm just saying, he didn't know him. That was his team. We knew who he was. We in the media. That's his own teammate. He didn't know who he was.
You know, that is a thing, though, where guys in the same locker room don't necessarily know a lot or much of anything about their teammates. You know, they break them off into position groups. And that was one of the things that D'Amico Ryans wanted to kind of negate, get rid of.
Yeah. He was a notorious crossover guy as a defensive player, like to meet in the offensive meeting rooms and kind of cross bridges, so to speak.
Yeah. He's jumbled up the seating arrangement in the locker room for what we typically know it to be, where it's like, okay, your offensive linemen are in this section, your D linemen are here.
Like a modern
kind of sticks together.
Like a modern day Remember the Titans type of thing. Remember that scene where they had to mix the offensive and defensive players? Because, you know, they were really split up off of by race.
Yeah, sure.
Right? The black guys were on one bus and the white guys were on another bus. And it's like, nah, whatever side of the ball you're gonna be on, that's what you're sitting with. So yeah, it's kinda like that. Kinda got that vibe.
I like it. And getting back to the Xavien Howard thing, I like that dude a lot, because I think that would offer the Texans something in which they haven't addressed yet, by way of finding a way to replace Steven Nelson, either with Steven Nelson himself or another starting level, high level corner to go next to Derek Stingley. You know, they signed Jeff Okuda, who has 24 starts in the NFL combined the last two seasons, but little bit problematic in that the Lions moved off of him for, you know, various reasons, I would imagine, because they took him number three overall once upon a time ago. Yep. And then he was benched by the Falcons towards the end of the season last year for another up-and-coming rookie cornerback. So I think a lot of unleashed potential exists for a guy like Jeff Okudah, which is cool. You know, you can't ever have too many good corners on a team. We saw how valuable it was last season for the Texans. You realized very quickly that you needed depth there when you had to trot out D'Angelo Ross, and he ensued to get barbecued, kind of like Tavier Thomas did.
Ended up having to go back and get Desmond King in the slot after you had let him go, but you, again, you mentioned Tavier Thomas, but you just didn't have necessarily enough there in that room.
Didn't, and you know, look, you went out and got Adrian Amos, who played a key role for you down the stretch. DeAndre Houston Carson was very good for you.
Your safeties,
down the stretch in the safety role. And that was huge after losing MJ Stewart and Eric Murray, I think week six and week eight respectively, during last season. So the ability for the Texans to go out and in a pinch, like find good quality guys, plug them into this defense as at least it stood last year, that was really impressive. And another reason why I thought Nick Caserio should have gotten executive of the year, but maybe he gets it in this next year if he continues to make some savvy moves and they continue to stack good quality depth. I think that's what they've done, but a starter has not emerged in the secondary, at least to replace Steven Nelson at corner.
Yeah, so there's no disputing that Xavien Howard has the better resume and body of work of anybody that the Texans have brought in. And honestly, of anybody that they could bring in at this point, absent of some kind of, like, you know, trade that we can't predict right now that, you know, probably doesn't even make sense. So, like, all of the realistic possibilities, he's the best of what they've done and or could do. I think we can acknowledge that. But, and I think that's positive on Xavien Howard's side. It's like, hey, you are who you are. You know, former All-Pro, an accomplished player. But everything you just laid out, they've already signed Jeff Okudah. They brought in Mike Ford from the Browns, I think.
Good special teams player, too.
Yeah. But then even more recently is this C.J. Henderson thing that happened with the former Panthers cornerback. Really, if I remember him more. I don't have any recollection of this guy in the pros, man. I'm going to be honest with you. I remember when he played at Florida.
I knew the name.
Oh, I know the name from Florida. I remember him from college, and I remember him being a high draft pick. I have not committed anything to memory that he's done since he's been in the NFL. But, and I'm just being straight up about that. But I say all that to say, between Jeff Okudah and C.J. Henderson, you're talking about two former first-round pick.
Top 10 players.
Top 10 guys. Play. Cornerbacks, recent guys that were picked, and then Xavien Howard, who's got the actual NFL resume. He should be, on paper, I would say, the better player, but it's taken him the longest to get signed. And so what am I to make of that? Like, the clear best player that they could go get with local ties from Houston is Xavien Howard. They could have been signed him a week or two ago. Whereas the guys that they've actually gone out and gotten were Jeff Okudah and C.J. Henderson. What am I supposed to make of them having some level of priority on those guys over Xavien Howard, or just those guys getting in the building first? That all of it tells me that the interest in Xavien Howard would have to be minimal, if anything. That's,
maybe.
That's the feeling.
But I'll respond with this question, because I feel like if you go look at the secondary market in free agency, at last glance, I would say, B. Scott, that maybe is the deepest that still currently exists in free agency, is the quality at both safety. I hesitate to say corner because I haven't looked at it in a week or so. And I know the Texans haven't necessarily been active in that regard since the first couple of days. They get Henderson yesterday, but, you know, okay. He wasn't one of the most highly sought after corners on the market. I just wonder if you're a corner or if you're a safety at least as it goes this year. Maybe it typically is this way. That's maybe one of the last position groups to kind of be plucked.
Maybe.
And you know, have that market dried up in free agency. I mean, it was just a handful of days ago, right? One of the top safeties was still on the board.
Yeah.
And they had since signed, right? Was it Justin Jefferson?
Well, Justin Jefferson's the
Jeffrey Simmons.
Jeffrey Simmons is the D lineman. You're talking about Justin Simmons.
Justin.
You mixed Justin Jefferson mixed and Jeffrey Simmons. But yeah,
Justin Simmons, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was him, and there was another really good top safety that was available who might actually still be there.
Yeah, but I mean, Diggs.
No, not Diggs, the other guy. I thought his last name started with an O. I have to look it up.
Well, I mean, either way, I think that the Texans feel like they or seem like they are not in that safety market. So I wasn't surprised to see that they didn't go after one of those guys.
Yeah, not a top-of-the-line guy, but you need, like, a good veteran, I think. You need somebody, I think, to come in and start for you. Because I don't believe in Jimmy Ward as a starter anymore.
I believe him
as a good player. I don't believe him as a starter anymore. Yeah, he just hasn't been healthy the last couple of years, and really throughout his career.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Jimmy Ward is going to be the ultimate trust D'Amico and D'Amico we trust sort of experiment, because that's D'Amico's guy. Now, we'll see how things play out in training camp and, of course, the season if he makes it through that. But, I mean, that's a D'Amico guy from a leadership standpoint and from a play standpoint. I'm with you, just to be clear. I agree with you. I think that there needs to be some serious thought on how much can we rely on Jimmy Ward. And if the answer is not to our liking, what's the level of urgency to go out there and find somebody that we can rely on, somebody that we can replace him with? And given the uniqueness of this safety market, the fact that you did have guys like Simmons and Quandre Diggs, high-level safeties on the market, Eddie Jackson, like, you've had some guys on the market out there that you probably should have taken a look at given the health situation. And honestly, some of the underperformance that you got from that position last year.
Did Diggs sign yet? I don't think so. I'm looking at the Spotrac right now. I thought he did, but he's still available. Guys that are still available.
I feel like the safety market is kind of slow right now, man.
Yeah, Jamal Adams still available. Justin Simmons still available.
I'm being honest.
Andre Diggs, Micah Hyde.
I hadn't really heard any news about the safety market. Whenever everybody was getting released, was this big topic, this big story, and then it died. Like, you're asking, did these guys sign? Where did they go? No one has said anything about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those no news kind of situations. Like, I feel like if they had, we'd know about it.
Xavien Howard, Adoree Jackson, Cameron Sutton.
Poyer's still out there, I think. Or did he sign? Did Jordan Poyer sign with Miami? Where did Jordan Poyer go?
I thought Poyer did.
He might have.
I'm not seeing him on this list right now, but I mean, there's some pretty good ones.
He's with the Dolphins now.
Maybe that's one of the ones lastly to kind of come off, because, you know, teams look at the draft, and maybe that's one of those positions where they feel like, you know, if there's anybody that can come in and be a plug-and-play guy, it's typically going to be maybe whether it's safety or corner. And so you're weighing your options before you're deciding to spend big-time money on a free agent.
Yeah. I just like, on the Xavien Howard thing, I like how the Texans, whichever direction they go in with Xavien Howard, whether they show no interest and don't sign him or if they do bring him in, I like the strategy that they've taken this offseason with the cornerbacks. Between Jeff Okudah and now C.J. Henderson, and then if you add Xavien Howard into that mix, they're going toward the high ceiling, you know, formerly highly touted type of guy. Like the overall talent accumulation in that position group, in that room specifically, really on the defensive side of the ball overall, because we talk about some of their guys. I know we were talking about Khalil Davis earlier, but like even a Derek Barnett, you know, kind of a diamond in the rough, so to speak.
Somebody Man, they took high. A while, but I'm glad they brought that dude back.
Yeah, it took a while, and it took him a while, I think, to sort of emerge. Like, he fell out of favor in Philadelphia for whatever reason or another. But you're talking about high upside, high talent draft picks that you're bringing in at low cost, so at low risk, and just rolling the dice out there. Like, if you're telling me, hey, we're bringing in Xavien Howard to for sure be our second corner, and we're relying on this guy, and we're going to pay him a decent signing bonus, and we're going to really invest, I'm going to look and say, oh, okay, maybe y'all are seeing more from Xavien Howard in recent years than others have, than the rest of the league has, and certainly than I have. But this low-risk thing that they've been doing, this roll of the dice, let's give Jeff Okudah $4.5 million or five, whatever it was. Let's sign C.J. Henderson well into free agency. Let's wait until Xavien Howard goes on every podcast that he can to tell people about how much he loves being from Houston and how he wants to play for the Texans. And he's got Texans and Rockets or whatever Houston sports tattoos on him and all this kind of stuff. Like, let's wait till he sells himself out for being the Houston native that he is. Then bring him in.
Has he followed C.J. Stroud, Tank Dell, Nico Collins, and Alex Bregman on IG like everybody else has?
Oh, see, but he that, but see, that's what he
that hasn't signed with the Texans.
But see, that's what he's trying to tell you. Peep what, and we can relate to this as native Houstonians, Sean. Peep what Xavien Howard is basically trying to tell you. I don't need to follow all of these cats for y'all to know that I'm into Houston. I am Houston.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I'm from the nickel. I'm from Fifth Ward. I'm from Wheatley. You know what I mean? I don't got to follow. I'll be Houston.
Said.
I was Houston before these cats, and I'll be Houston after they gone. So that's Xavien Howard's point. It is kind of like a man without a country right now, so he wants to go home.
Text message, Jordan Poyer is the one who went to Miami at safety, just recently signed. So thank you for that, Texter. Another one asking, is Kareem Jackson still on the team? No, he's a free agent, 35-year-old free agent safety. That's a guy I wouldn't mind bringing back if I'm the Texans, to be honest with you.
For depth?
For depth, yeah. I mean, look, you didn't really get a chance to see anything from him. He played sparingly once he was eligible to play again last year after coming off of the suspension and joining the Texans. But I like the physicality. I think he kind of fits really well within the culture of the way that D'Amico Ryans and the Texans want to play defensively. I even thought that last year. I really liked it because of what Perryman brought, the way that he was playing. You could see that defensive front becoming nastier and nastier as the season had went along, and he fits that mold. I think you and I probably had the conversation, you know, we wouldn't necessarily hate the Texans owning that moniker as, you know, maybe one of the dirtier teams or most feared defenses, if you want to put it very lightly, in the league. And I would love that. I think that's ultimately the goal.
I definitely want them to be more feared or to feel this physicality is a part of the team that hasn't felt like it was a part of the team for a while. But I will say on the Kareem Jackson thing, I am slowly, and the three of us, Figgy, Sean, the three of us as guys born in the 80s, I am slowly moving toward not really wanting guys on my football team that were born in the 80s. And I'm born in the back end. I'm 89. But, you know, Kareem Jackson's born in 1988.
Okay.
I feel like
we gotta
reach a point, guys. This ain't baseball, okay, and it ain't basketball where LeBron is still killing things and Jeff Green is handling it for the Houston
Damn,
Rockets.
Man.
You know, like, you know,
trying to kill us 80s. When they start getting our age, yeah, starting to wrap it up a little bit.
Yeah, man, like John Weeks is one thing.
Jerry Hughes was a very productive football player.
Jerry Hughes is another.
You should have brung him back then, huh?
Case Keenum. You know, like, I like having some of these guys born in the 80s, but I do feel like the further and further we get from the 80s, the less and less we need to be bringing guys like that in positions where you got to run and
start looking in the 90s, 2000s.
Come
now,
on, man.
Yeah.
As fellas born in the 80s, we understand what their bodies must be going through without the NFL toll.
I get it. When your coordinators are younger than you are, it's probably time to.
We catching up to the coordinators.
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, we might even.
Catching up to the head coaches.
This is ages, but I feel like I can do it because I am the age that we're talking about. I feel like we need a quota or a. What's the opposite of a quota? Like a maximum number of.
Yeah, you need a ceiling.
A ceiling of eight of guys born in the 80s that you can have on your team. I'm sorry. And maybe Kareem's the one, but you already got John Weeks.
You know, don't talk to me about age when you have a guy who's got a starting role right there already in Jimmy Ward. He's a little older, too. He's going to be 33, 34, I think.
Yeah, born in the 90s, but might as well be born in the 80s.
But the guy isn't playing as much as you need him to play. You had legit six games with him and Jalen Petrie and Derek Stingley and Steven Nelson all together last season. What you felt really good about, that you could say, hey, I'm going to hang my hat on this group. That wasn't a lot, and you needed much, much more than that. I'm not willing to necessarily bet you're going to get it this year either.
The 832 wants to bring in Howard to play safety. I don't know if he's played safety, but it's, you know, it's an idea to spin around.
I mean, since the Texans are in this exploratory mode that they seem to be at least on the front, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily kick that out of bed on the back end either in the secondary.
Yeah, I mean,
all these DNs they're signing maybe to potentially play inside too.
Yeah.
713-572-4610, 572-4610. He's B. Scott, Sean Bajani. You want to be a part of the show, you can hit us up. Coming up next, the internet going nuts. We've got an album, we've got gambling, and we've got, just a flat-out embarrassment. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.